welcome to this week's midweek message. And we thought it'd be really great to do some reflections about Christmas over the next few weeks. So wonderful to be with you. So I'm going to read from Luke 2, and this is from the Passion Translation. As they came to the temple to fulfill this requirement, an elderly man was there waiting, whose name was Simeon. He was a very good man, a lover of God who kept himself pure, and the spirit of holiness rested upon him. Simeon believed in the imminent appearing of the one called the Refreshing of Israel. For the Holy Spirit had revealed to him that he would not see death before he saw the Messiah, the Anointed One of God. For this reason, the Holy Spirit had moved him to be in the temple court at the very moment Jesus' parents entered to fulfill the requirement of the sacrifice. Simeon cradled the baby in his arms and praised God and prophesied, saying, Lord and Master, I am your loving servant, and now I can die content, for your promise to me has been fulfilled. With my own eyes I have seen your word, the Saviour you sent into the world. He will be a glory for your people Israel, and the revelation light for all people everywhere. Mary and Joseph stood there awestruck over what was being said about their baby. Simeon then blessed them and prophesied over Mary, saying, a painful sword will one day pierce your inner being, for your child will be rejected by many in Israel. And the destiny of your child is this: he will be laid down as a miracle sign for the downfall and the resurrection of many in Israel. Many will oppose this sign, but it will expose to all the inner thoughts of their hearts before God. And a prophetess named Anna was also in the temple that day. She was from the Jewish tribe of Asher, and Anna was an aged widow who'd been married only 7 years before her husband passed away. After he died, she chose to worship God in the temple continually. For the past 84 years, she had been serving God with night and day prayer and fasting. And while Simeon was prophesying over Mary and Joseph and the baby, Anna walked up to them and burst forth with a great chorus of praise to God for the child. And from that day forward, she told everyone in Jerusalem who was waiting for their redemption that the anticipated Messiah had come. These are two of my favourite people in the Bible, Simeon and Anna, and I just wanted to give a few thoughts about them this morning. So Simeon, it says, was a man who loved God. He was pure in his heart. He was righteous. He was devout. He spent his time with God. It didn't say he was religious. It said he was a man who loved God. And he was older. He was probably 80 plus. And he'd been waiting. The Holy Spirit was upon him, it said. That's an amazing thought during those times, that the Holy Spirit was upon him. And he'd had a word from the Lord that he wouldn't die until he saw the Messiah, the Christ. So can you just imagine what he was feeling? It was just an ordinary day for him, perhaps waking up, just like perhaps an ordinary day today is for us. He was spending time with God, and then he felt the Holy Spirit urge him and tell him he must go to the temple, the house of God, that day. So he was moved by the Holy Spirit, and he listened and he went. Imagine if he hadn't, because he would have missed that whole experience. So I don't know how the Holy Spirit came on him, whether it was a fire, a burning, a whisper, an urge, but he went. He was obedient to that urge, that little whisper perhaps. And he must have been aware then perhaps that this was the day that his prayers and his waiting was over, and that he would see Jesus. And I just want to imagine what he might have been feeling, that maybe fear of seeing God, that awe, that joy, that excitement that he might have been feeling about this was going to be the day that all this waiting was going to be finished. So he sees the Holy Family in the temple, and I just wondered how I would feel after so much waiting to see Jesus in the flesh. After such a long time, waiting for the consolation of Israel, it said. This had been prophesied for years, and he'd had a word from God, and he walked in faith that he would see it before he died. And this was the day. So that rhema word that perhaps we've all had on occasion that we know something is going to happen was what he experienced that day. So he acted on the word, and the word had kept him alive all this time. The word had kept him alive. He knew he wouldn't die without seeing Jesus, and he believed it in his heart. So I don't know what he must have felt seeing the Messiah, seeing the baby and holding him in his own arms. Must have been an amazing thing to have touched Jesus that day. The promise was fulfilled, and finally all that waiting and all that hope and all that longing was fulfilled in one moment. And he saw various things. He said, "My eyes have seen the salvation." So with his own eyes, in his own flesh, number one, he saw it with his own eyes. Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One, had come to the earth after so long. This Saviour had been promised and prophesied since Adam and Eve's sin. So this was such a long time, and he had the privilege and honour of holding baby Jesus. So he saw it with his natural eyes. So all the things he must have felt, that love, that joy, that fulfilment of the promise, all wrapped into one, the relief, the excitement that he knew and he'd recognised that this was Jesus. He also saw in the spirit realm. He saw that Jesus was the consolation. He saw he was the Messiah. He saw that Jesus was the light to be revealed, not just to the Jews, but also to the Gentiles, to all men for all time. And then he saw also that his time was over, because God had promised him he would see the baby before he died. So really his calling and his fulfillment was finished. His life was complete, really. And finally, the Messiah was here. Unto us a son was born. Suddenly, in a day that was probably just very ordinary when he woke up, God had promised this for a long time and he had seen it. So his life expectancy and fulfillment was there, it was complete. So what did he do? The first thing he did was he praised God. He worshipped God right there and then in the temple. He didn't really care what anyone else thought. He'd held that baby and he praised God. And people around him must have thought perhaps he was crazy. You know, they hadn't seen the revelation that he had. But he wanted to praise God in the temple for the Messiah that had come. His heart was full of the Spirit, and then he just wanted to bless the family. He wanted to bless Mary and Joseph. Then he would have been an encouragement to them, because he was being prophetic, really. They had marvelled, it said, at the words that he spoke. So they must have thought, gosh, we thought this was the Messiah. We believe Jesus was the Son of God, but this man is confirming what we believe. This older man is giving us the prophetic encouragement that we need at this time. There was no doubt in Simeon's mind that this was the Messiah that would save people. Also, Simeon saw into the future. He saw beyond the baby. He saw the power of the Messiah. He saw the cross, really. He saw the sword, the pain that Mary would have to go through in losing her son. And he saw that Jesus would be the way, and people would respond both in a good way and a bad way. What a man. He understood in the spirit what was happening at this time. And it's such a revelation for him, what Jesus was bringing, what he could see so much, not just a baby, a tiny baby, but he could see in the spirit so much more than that. And it's just such an amazing biography of a man that was just ordinary, just wanted to love God, just wanted to be devout, but had that privilege to hold Jesus in his arms. And then Anna, she was a widow. She was 84, said she was a prophetess, so she could see things that were going to come. And she was from the tribe of Asher. Now, she was an expectant woman all of her life. She was at the house of God all the time, waiting in faith, waiting for this moment. She was worshipping. She was fasting day and night. She was always in the house of the Lord. And that was her lifestyle. Her heart attitude was to be a worshipper and a follower of God all her days. So she, of course, naturally was at the temple because that was her lifestyle, that was her routine. And when she saw the Holy Family, she had that revelation. When she saw Simeon and all he was doing and prophesying and blessing that family, she knew too in her heart, this was who she'd been waiting for, the Messiah, Jesus, the salvation of the world. And at that very moment, what did she do too? She worshipped God. And also she just wanted to tell everyone that in the temple who Jesus was. She was the first disciple, really. She was the first evangelist to tell the Jewish people in that temple that this was who they had been waiting for. She had no doubt in her heart that this was Jesus, the Messiah too. So these two people had faith. They were faith people in a time when there was darkness, there was no perhaps outward sign. They both had that longing and that expectancy and that anticipation of a miracle baby. They were both full of the Holy Spirit, both worshippers, devout, pure men and women of God. And we can just be encouraged, really, that the Messiah is going to come again. And we should live with that expectancy this Christmas, that we're not just celebrating a baby born in a stable. We're not just celebrating the cross and the resurrection, but we're also celebrating that Jesus is coming again. And we should live our lives today thanking and worshipping God that this is the truth and this is going to happen. Also, we can be encouraged that God is faithful to his promises. If he's spoken to you, given you a word, it may be a long time coming, but please remain in faith, expectant that your calling, that promise that he's given you from the word is going to happen. Jesus is faithful to his word. Let's just thank him for what he's done this Christmas in becoming a human, laying aside, humbling himself, what he did on the cross, the resurrection, and what he's coming to do again one day soon. God bless you.